It's Tuesday, the 15th of March. Just, I guess, four hours away from the midpoint of March. It's a grey morning. It's grey. It's much cooler this morning. It's that cool, not dampness, but not crispness either. Maybe it'll change. Maybe it'll brighten up. Yesterday was a glorious day. Started off with brilliant sunrise. Then a haar, which threatened the whole day, and then the haar cleared by about just after 10 a.m. and it turned into the most gorgeous day. So much so that I got lots of things done. I got on the bike I run up the hills, the local hills, first time in about 4 or 5 years. Yes. Yesterday was a killer. Absolute killer. Legs not quite ready for the steep hills yet. But I managed, I soldiered on, I got there. And the downhill sections were particularly enjoyable. I was fleeing doing them and getting the air. I tell you what, it was so warm yesterday. Now, we're not talking summer warm, of course, not talking, but because I had the cycling gear on and because I was, when I got home, I was pretty wet with sweat. Pardon me if I put you for your breakfast, but I really was, and that's the first real sweat off my Anyway, it's the first real sweat since I got back on the bike. Real sweat. And I was pretty. So, but when I was out on the bike, on my return route, it was so hot, I wanted to take my cycling helmet off, and that's, it's full of vents. I had to unzip my over jacket, let the air into my body. The sun was, it was just absolutely unbelievable for, you know, a spring day like that. So warm, beautiful. So anyway, that was good, and I'd done quite a few things before I went off. And then I came back, and once I had refed and watered my body, got changed. I was in such a bloody great mood after that. I felt that, although it was so hard, that I just felt bloody great, you know, the endorphins were running about. And I couldn't wait to get out in the garden. So I was out in the garden, I was raking the leaves away and filling the borders up with composted leaves and tidying up and sweeping. I just didn't know what to do with myself. It was as if I had boundless energy. And then my wife suggested we go a walk out through the parks to Morrison's, since it was such a lovely afternoon. And I thought, yeah, let's go. Yeah, I've got change, we'll go now. So we did that, and I just, and when I was sitting in the chair last night, I just thought, I was sitting there going, ah, what a great day. What a great, all round, not just the cycling part, but what a great day all round. And now I've got a grey morning again. But all that exertion yesterday, I slept pretty well last night. I really did. I think I zonked out probably the quickest in a long while. I don't know how well I slept according to my assuming a sleep app, because when I went to set it up, I had forgotten to put my iPhone back on charge. Don't normally need to do it, but because I've been using the cycling apps, the Argus fitness app plus the Strava, while I was out on the run. Not that they really take that much, to be honest with you. I found that they're pretty great. Don't really eat into things very much. Not my iPhone 6 anyway. But I had been using the phone a lot yesterday as well, and it was my own fault, so mea culpa. So I just had to get with an ordinary alarm this morning on the phone. But I feel even this morning that I had a great night's sleep. So it's good, it's good, it's good. I think a lot of it's to do with this feeling of spring now that we're, you know, you're dares to say anything. Although you shouldn't really believe in things like that, you know, that you would jinx the weather. So I'm just going to ignore that now. I'm not going to believe that anymore, that if you say something, so jinx the weather. We've had some nice weather recently, and days like yesterday, and even the morning like this morning, when it's calm and still dry, even though it's grey, it just gives you the feeling that, you know, spring's here, and yeah, gives you that wee buzz. Certainly did me yesterday anyway. The garden looks a damn sight tidier. And the bird song. It'll be long till wee chickadees will be in the garden, I hope. Rocky Robbins is knocking about. He's been very evident the past couple of weeks in the garden. Oh yeah. There was a stray male blackie came in to the garden. He wasn't counting on the Exocet missile, that was Mrs. Blackbird. She came out of nowhere there and shot straight over the 6-foot fence in one go. God, that woman's got guts, nerve. She's fearless. Starlings have arrived. Quietly. Down for a suit feeder, probably. That was piercing. In our last house, we had, is that wee Jenny Wren? Yeah, yes. Biggest vocal cords in the world, size for size. We had a row of Landy conifers. They were topped off about 25 feet. Yeah, there was a reason for that. But anyway, the Stuckies at that time, where we stayed at my wife's hometown, in the summer months you would see, in the evenings you would see thousands. And I'm not just saying thousands for the sake of saying it, I mean thousands upon thousands upon thousands of starlings would gather up in that area to go and fly and roost up in the hills nearby, the forestry hills. Every summer's evening, hordes of them, bit by bit. And they found our conifers, well, not them all, of course, but they started off with a few, came down to roost in the conifers at night, and then the few grew, and I reckon by, you know, the time it was full up, there would be 300-400 of them roosting in our conifers at night. And the thing about starlings is, I don't know when they sleep, but they chatter all night long. It took us 2 or 3 months to get used to the chatter, to be able to get off to sleep and have a good night's sleep again. But it was wonderful to have them there, and we'd never done anything to deter them. Got used to them. But that was easily 300 to 400 every night, appeared in the skies and then dropped like bombs. A few at a time, disappeared into the conifer. It's a wonderful sight to see and wonderful sounds. And now you're lucky to see in my garden here. I mean, when we came down here, we used to get hordes in as well, maybe flocks of 20, 30, 40 coming into the garden. Now, maybe 10 max, if you're lucky. Usually just a few. Wonderful birds, real characters. Hmm.